Back during that time, I would say probably around 57, 58, or maybe later, Champaign-Urbana was not integrated. It was still segregated. And one of the things that had happened is that during my teen years, African Americans were not allowed to sit at the lunch counters here in Champaign and Urbana. So I was part of that movement where we picketed W.T. Grant's, but also J.C. Penney's. And picketing J.C. Penney's was because they would not hire African American employees. And one of the things that happened during that time, where we had the sit-ins, we had the marches, and I was spit on and called the N-word, which was not necessarily nice. And I was one of the first persons to be hired at Jewel T, which is Eisner's, whereas was to integrate that position. So that was a lot when you're talking about integration and you being one of the trailblazers, that you've got to take things and sometimes hold things in that you wouldn't necessarily like to people to act that way towards you.